Travolution's Purple Podcast returns, and we're here in California. Yes, that's right, we're back. We've been away for a few months, but Travolution's The Purple Pod returns, and what a place to return. We're in California for the Focusrite Conference. In this special edition, supported by Travelzoo, we are featuring a few of the people that appeared at the Innovation Summit today. Just a number of those are Travel Muse, Trip Chill, Travel Bean, and Uptake.com. Here we go. Well, yes, hello. This is Kevin May, the editor of Travolution. As I said earlier, it's been a few months since we produced the Purple Pod. We've been, as you would expect, pretty busy putting together our Mammoth edition back in September, the Travolution Journeys edition, and also the small matter of putting up the new Travolution website. I hope you've all seen that. But we've returned in a blaze of glory, and we're here on the west coast of America at the Focusrite Conference. We're here for 3 or 4 days this week, and we're doing a series of podcasts like we did back at ITT in June. For this particular one, we've focused it particularly on what the events that have been happening today. Focusrite had a special one-off conference today, which was the Innovation Summit, where they showcased 32 different companies, and each of them had 10 minutes each to outline a new product or a service that they were doing. The audience then had the opportunity to vote on various different aspects of it. And that will go through to a second round of voting by an esteemed judging panel on Wednesday and Thursday of this week to decide the overall winner. So what we decided to do with the podcast today was we caught up with just four of the 32 that were appearing. We managed to track them down either just before or just after they were coming off stage and grabbed them for a short interview. So in this particular podcast then, we speak to Yen Lee of Uptake.com. Many of you will remember Yen from his appearance at the Travolution Summit back in April. We also talked to Kevin Fleiss and Fiona Ashley of Travel Muse, Alex Shaw and David Coates of TripChill, really good site which we saw today for mobile, and also an old friend, or a special guest we'll call him, the founder and chief executive of Travel Bean. We'll tell you who he is very, very shortly. But first of all, one of the interesting things that's happened today is that they segmented the 32 into different areas. So there were established companies which featured the likes of Sabre for one of the things that they're doing. There was a section on mobile. There was also a section on vacation planning and general planning sites and some startups as well. One of the interesting mobile sites was TripChill. TripChill.com. Lots of trip sites out here in the US. They seem to have a propensity for calling their new sites Trip something. Many of you will recall that we've been lamenting a few of those trip sites, and now it's the curse of the trip, because a few of those have actually not survived recent economic pressures, have gone under. But I suspect this won't happen, of course, to TripChill. And this is what they had to say, Alex Shaw and David Coates, when I caught up with them earlier this afternoon. Okay, Alex Shaw and David Coates from TripChill, you've just come off stage from your 10 minutes for the Innovation Summit. A couple of things. First of all, Alex, how did you feel the presentation went? You're here, your peers in the industry. You did a rather unusual sketch-based approach, I think, which went actually down quite well. But in terms of the impact of what you're trying to do with TripChill, I mean, can you tell us a little bit about that and how you feel you would have got your message across?
Sure, yeah. I mean, I thought our approach was great. I mean, we wanted to do a skit for the very reason that we could put some life behind the actual experience of using TripChill. And what we were trying to do is show that David had a bad trip experience without using TripChill, and I had a great experience traveling, even though we both ran into similar problems going through Chicago. So that was the point, and I think it came across well that, you know, if you use TripChill, of course you're not going to always have everything in the world go wrong with you, but certainly any help that you can get while you're on the road is awesome. You
know? Sure. In the UK, where Travolution is based in London, I mean, mobile has been the thing of the year. Everyone has been saying, pretty much, which when it coincided with the iPhone being released last year, everyone started saying, okay, travel on the mobile is really about to happen. And people are talking about Google Android and things like that. I mean, where do you see, here in the US, for example, David, mobile and travel, are we at that kind of tipping point where it's suddenly going to become the killer app?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, particularly when you address it from an unmanaged traveler perspective. I mean, you know, the corporate traveler has the ability to call into a call center and tell them that they have an issue associated with their travel. And most people today are adopting, you know, the technologies just to send emails. So it has a web browser. Why don't we take advantage of it? And because our app is, web-based and it's offering, we have the ability to extend all kinds of services to clients. Basically, based on their situation or any flight issues that are occurring, and more importantly, I think that we view our service to be addressing those folks that are adopting the mobile technology at a situational-based marketing approach. Because if you're stranded in LA and you need a hotel, that's pretty simple. People have those services, but I need to extend that opportunity to the unmanaged traveler.
Yeah.
And then, secondly, you know, if I want to eat at a nice restaurant, I'd love to be able to let them know where the best Italian restaurant is. Those are some of our concierge services.
Sure, and so here we are then. You've got a great piece of functionality. I must admit, I was pretty impressed with some of the things you were doing. How do you go about now, Alex, starting to get customers? I mean, the whole thing that people, you know, we've been sitting in the bloggers' media circle in there today, and a lot of the Twittering that we've been doing for most of the presentations is, how are they going to get customers? How are they going to bring new users? Is it all about online marketing? Your colleague David here is absolutely pointing at you here, because it sounds like it's your answer. But, I mean, what do you do now to get more customers, apart from maybe winning this showcase here?
Right. Well, in the very short term, we are releasing an iPhone application in the Apple App Store. So we're going to leverage the Apple machine, you know, the viral marketing machine of. And what we found is that there's a lot of iPhone users. I got an email from a new TripChill user on the way flying out here that was saying, hey, you know, this is fantastic. He hasn't even seen the iPhone app yet, but he's using TripChill on an iPhone because he found it, and there's no other good solution for him to use, and TripChill was, you know, helping him out. So we're going to target iPhone because there's a big missing piece for travelers on that on that platform, and that platform is, as you know, going crazy right now. I mean, it just surpassed BlackBerry sales for the first time. It only took Apple 14 months to do it.
I mean, you're also a classic example of an area that we've already targeted. Bloggers speak and people listen, and that's great. I mean, from our perspective, anything that's virally launched to the net generation right now is really going to be listened to, and our attitude about our marketing efforts, at least to date, Alex, has really been, how can we get somebody to tell somebody about a free service for now, leveraging the internet, leveraging all things internet, and that's where we are.
Okay, well, my last question is, you've obviously seen quite a few of the presentations up until this point. I think we're about two-thirds, three-quarters of the way through the 32. I mean, how do you feel you stack up against the others in terms of making it through to the final stage?
Well, if it wasn't for me forgetting a line at the beginning of our scripted event and having a little technical glitch, I think what we did is we eliminated death by PowerPoint. We tried to show a real-time presentation, and it was a real-time application that was working, addressing an unmanaged traveler's needs. So, you know, I guess from our perspective is it's an underserved market, and we're one of the very few people that are addressing the problems associated with the revenue stream that others here are taking advantage of. So we hope we get a piece of the action on that. What about you, Alex?
Yeah, it's well said. I mean, we did the skid approach. We were hoping it was going to be unique, and it turns out so far that it's been a unique approach. And we got some laughs, and I think some of that was obviously because we're very funny people. But the other thing, more importantly, is I think that people were identifying with some of the pain points in travel that we were bringing up. And it's very easy to identify with how painful travel can be, and that really helps us.
Okay, well, I wish you all the best that you get through to the last round and obviously to the final thing. And it's been good talking to you, and all the best for the future.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin.
So our thanks there to Alex Shaw and David Coate of TripChill. It's definitely worth a look. As you'll have heard in the interview there, what we were alluding to in their presentation was that one of them pretended to be a traveller who was getting updates from TripChill, and obviously he was very pleased with them. And the other part of their presentation was just David, who was the fellow that was obviously disappointed because he hadn't got all the fantastic updates from TripChill. It was a very good presentation, and let's hope for them that they do get through to the next round. So next up is Travel Muse, Kevin Fleiss and Fiona Ashley. Good sight. They had an interesting time back in, I think it was September, when Robert Scoble, the esteemed blogger, ex-Microsoft guy, actually rubbished, shall we say, Travel Muse on quite a explosive post, not particularly aimed at Travel Muse, but just a succession of supposed Web 2 startup sites, and they were pretty angry at the time, and we actually supported them on the blog and said we thought the site was pretty good and didn't deserve to take such fierce criticism. But this is what Travel Muse had to say when I spoke to them earlier today. Okay, so another one of our innovators here on Monday, day one, is Travel Muse, and that's Kevin Fleiss and Fiona Ashley. Everyone will be delighted to learn that Fiona is actually from Scotland originally, so this is probably one of the non-American accents that you'll hear on today's podcast. But, I mean, Kevin, first of all to you, Travel Muse, you presented this morning. First of all, how did you feel it went? I mean, you're presenting here in front of some of the most senior people in the industry. I mean, do you think you got your message across? And where do you think it goes from here in terms of getting through to the next stage? Do you think you got a good chance?
Yeah, you know, it was kind of a blur, but I think it went well. It's amazing how quickly 8 minutes can go when you're on stage, and we'd rehearsed this a lot. So Fiona did an amazing job kind of driving the story, and you know, the response we got afterwards, there were a number of people stopped by, content publishers, distribution sites, and so forth, and they were pretty happy with what they saw.
Good. And in terms of Travel Muse, I mean, how is it going generally? You've been around for a shortish while now. I mean, dare I say, is it a great time to be launching, you know, a new travel website? Certainly in the UK, I don't seem to have the perception that there's much of a downturn here, talking to people. But in the UK, people say, oh, I wouldn't do anything in travel at the moment. But do you think that you've got the right product, that you can ride out any kind of storm at the moment?
Well, this whole notion of the economic downturn, we actually haven't heard anything about that here in the US. No, you know, it's definitely a challenging time, and we're kind of swimming against the tide, I think, to be perfectly honest with you. But, you know, what keeps us going is I don't think anyone's solved the travel planning nut. And, you know, everything's been optimized for price and booking on the web. And you've got a massive market that's still kind of ripe for innovation. And we think there's a need for a solution that's going to really simplify people's lives. And you know, our focus is on creating the web's best experience, and we think that's what's going to see us through this market.
Yeah, sure. And over to you, Fiona. I mean, you're director of marketing. Where do you go from here? I mean, you've got a product. You're getting showcased at something like this. You were talked about at that event back in September. But I mean, you need volume and you need users. I mean, how are you going about actually getting those users?
Yeah, well, as you saw today, one of the new features that we were launching was the Planet widget for bloggers, and we also rolled out the Planet widget, which is being currently showcased on Uptake and some of the other travel sites. So, you know, we're looking for partners to work with there, and that will actually help to feed our viral growth. And then as we build out the planner as well, then sharing plans between friends will also help to kind of grow. So viral growth is very important for us, and then because we've got original editorial content, then SEO is also very important for us as well, and we've been seeing some nice sort of steady growth there, and we'll continue to build on that and you know, build on our link strategy and those kind of initiatives as well. We don't have, obviously being a startup, we don't have a very large marketing budget, so we can't go out and, you know, do lots of expensive, you know, advertising, but so we have to be quite creative and quite lean in terms of how we actually, you know, go out and pull traffic into the site. But I think, yeah, SEO and viral growth will be really important for us.
Sure. I mean, certainly in the UK, there's a French site, easyvoyage.com, is about to launch in the UK, and they told us they had a pay-per-click budget of €2 million. I mean, which seems a phenomenal amount of money to just be spending on pay-per-click, but that's their approach. I do digress here, but I mean, it's an interesting point when you are a startup. I mean, what do you solely rely on viral and word of mouth, or do you have to throw some money at it?
Yeah, well, and I think PR is really important to get you off the ground as well. So, I mean, we got some great coverage when we first launched, and also when we attended demo in September as well. So we got some, you know, high-profile press coverage from, you know, like Business Week and, you know, a number of really, you know, high-profile publications, which was great because that really helps to sort of drive up publicity, and it doesn't cost us as much, obviously.
So. Sound advice. And the last word goes to you, Kevin. I mean, you've probably seen quite a few of the presentations today. You obviously want yourselves to win the final accolade, but who else has stood out for you of the innovators that have passed so far?
You know, I have to tip my hat probably to Yapta and Tripit. I thought they did a great job this morning. You know, clear they're solving a real problem, and I thought the message was very, very succinct. But I guess the key takeaway for me has been that there's been a lot of talk about innovation in travel is done, and it was done 5 years ago with Booking and so forth. I don't think that's the case, because there's so many companies here that are doing different things that there's still a lot of room for innovation and growth. And, you know, a handful of these companies are gonna survive, and a few of them are going to go on to do really, really great things.
So that was Travel Muse, Kevin Fleiss and Fiona Ashley. Fiona there with the lovely Scottish accent. The only Scottish accent I've heard here, it is predominantly Americans here, as you would expect. It's a US conference, but there's a few Brits hanging about. Some of the guys from Fortune Cookie are here doing some work with Focusrite, some videoing of interviews. And as you'll hear, our last guest is somebody who many of you will recognize. But in the meantime, here is a true American. It's Yen Lee, the founder and CEO of Uptake, formerly known as Kango.com. Yen helped participate in the Travolution Summit back in April, as I said earlier. Literally, as Yen and I were talking, his old boss, Jerry Yang, the CEO of Yahoo, was resigning. And as you can imagine, as word of that started spreading around the room, there was quite a lot of discussion as to the reasons why he was stepping down as the CEO of Yahoo. But we didn't talk about that because we didn't actually know at the time. But this is what Yen had to say. And I caught him literally about 20 minutes before he was due to go on stage to do his presentation. Okay, so it's good to talk to Yen Lee again. Those of you that came to the Travolution Summit back in April would have seen his star turn on the stage there. I mean, we're 7 or 8 months down the line from when you were here with us in London. How is Uptake doing now?
Well, pretty well indeed. I think when we last spoke in April, we hadn't launched Uptake yet. We launched Uptake in May of this year, and traffic has been growing very well. And from the engagement statistics, we see what consumers are doing on the site. We know that the consumers are finding what they need to make better decisions about what to book. And as we discussed, that's really our goal at Uptake, is to collect all the information from all of the internet, analyze it, and filter it so we deliver the most relevant information for consumers so they can make better decisions about where to go, where to stay, and what to do.
Okay, and one of the questions I've been asking some of your other innovators here today is about marketing and how do you grow? I mean, there's a perception that you need volume to generate word of mouth anyway. But I mean, most of the people are saying, well, we've got a viral idea about spreading the word. I mean, is that the same approach for you and getting talked about in the press and on the likes of TechCrunch, etc.?
And Travolution,
of course, yeah.
Well, I would say we are probably about as far away from those social networking sites that need word of mouth as probably about as humanly as possible, in that we're really about our technology allows us to create highly tailored pages for consumers, and those are available, and those are found in Google and Yahoo, other web search engines. So really, that's where consumers that are looking for information about what to book, that's where they start. So we're creating pages to be found where consumers start their travel. Very seamless.
Okay, and where do we go from here? I mean, we're almost in the green room here. You're on stage in half an hour or so to do your little 10-minute slot. I mean, after this, you may win the overall prize, but where does it go for uptake now?
Well, we feel like we're just getting started. We launched the U.S. 6 months ago. We've got 5,000 sites in our database, but we would like to be ten times that big in a year. We'd like to do a whole lot more than the U.S. We'd like to do Canada and Western Europe and the rest of the world. We've done reviews, articles, and blogs. We'd like to do photos and video. So we're just really getting started. That's one of the reasons we raised our Series B this summer, was because we look to be building one of the travel companies in the future.
Okay. Well, all the best. I mean, both for your presentation in the next half an hour or so and for the future. And maybe we'll see you in London again soon.
Look forward to it.
So our thanks there to Yen Lee. We wish him and Uptake.com all the best for the future. Interesting site. We've certainly been talking about it a lot in presentations and in blog posts. It really is very, very good, aggregating all the user reviews on TripAdvisor and the like. Very good user experience, as you might expect. Now, a week ago, I had an email from someone who many of you will know probably personally or know through the pages of Travolution. He was one of our first columnists, and he used to write for us and other publications, and he used to work for one of the biggest travel tech firms in the UK. I had an email from him, like I said, saying, "Hi, I'm going to the Focusrite conference. I'm presenting at the Innovation Summit. Wouldn't it be great to catch up and swap tales, as it were?" So this is who it is when I caught up with him this afternoon. Okay, so I'm here with Ed Whiting, who many of you will remember was once product director at Comtech in the UK, and emigrated to New Zealand about a year ago. It's good to see you, Ed. I mean, what have you been up to over the last year?
Well, I sort of haven't sat still for very long. I sort of got going. I've established a couple of businesses based in New Zealand, an angel investment firm investing in new technologies, and also what a business itself called Travelbean Limited, which is a new travel search engine that we're launching here today at Focusrite.
Okay, we'll talk a little bit about Travelbean in a second. I mean, how have you found the transition in terms of what's the kind of online travel environment like in New Zealand and in Australia?
It's pretty similar, to be honest, especially the online world. It tends to be quite a global thing. Spent a fair bit of time in Australia and Singapore. It's quite innovative. There's a lot of innovation going on. And I guess that it hasn't got so much legacy. It doesn't seem to have so legacy. So people can do smarter things quicker, it seems to be at the moment. But the one thing is that it's a small market, the Australasian, the Australia, New Zealand market. The Asian market is huge. You know, India, China is just phenomenal. And those are the sort of emerging markets. So it's a great position to be in. For me to be in this part of the world, to have access to that yeah. marketplace.
Okay, and first of all, you said you're interested in an angel investment fund. I mean, how has that worked?
Basically, an angel set up a company called 8 Media Limited, and basically, I'm just on the scout for opportunities. An angel investment is about not only putting money into things, but it's actually putting your experience into it, and it's about finding companies that you know that you can help and grow to the next stage, and they need your help too. So it's like gelling with some people to make something else happen. So I'm just picking a few to do some things with.
Yeah. Okay, and the reason you're here at the Focusrite conference is actually day one, which is the Innovators Summit. We've had a procession of different travel organizations showcasing a new product, a new service. You're here with Travelbean.com, which is a startup of your own. There's a colleague, Gene Campbell, here with you as well. I mean, tell us a little bit about Travelbean.
Travelbean's a new social travel search engine. It fits somewhere between Google and Kayak. It covers the absolute long aim to cover the whole long tail of travel. And really, we've developed it in this last year in New Zealand, quietly and working away, to try and put a shake-up in the market, to go in there as another level within the market, to enable people to search for travel, you know, more easily and understand travel more easily.
Okay. The way the system works here with the showcase, the summit, is that these 32 companies will present their products. The audience has been voting today, which is probably quite a scary prospect for you guys, knowing that everyone's been voting on your particular product, and then there's a selection go through to showcase on the main stage on the Wednesday and Thursday. And given by what you've seen so far and heard about the other companies that are in here, where do you think you stand in terms of a chance?
Oh, it's one of those who knows. There's categories of like new company, emerging company, and established company. We're one of seven in the new company category. There are some overlaps, all quite different. I don't know. It's just what the audience will think at the end of the day. We think we've got a good product. You know, there are other good products. It's just what the audience feels on the day, I think. So, yeah.
Sure. And in terms of Travel Bean, is it generally aimed at your audience in your home country, or are you likely to see some users in the UK?
It's actually launched in beta last Tuesday, in seven countries. It launched in the US, Canada, UK, South Africa, India, New Zealand and Australia. So it's a global product that we've launched, and we're just using New Zealand as a base. Got no relevance.
I hope it will have some relevance to some people at some point. Yeah. And where do you see things in a year's time? I don't mean personally, I hope you'll still be in New Zealand, but where do you see travel being in a year's time?
Well, our goal is to have been and indexed every travel website on the planet. Yeah, we've done 15,000 websites already, and our next goal in the next few months is 200,000. So that's our next target, and then after that, we're just going to keep on going. So we'd like to think that in 12 months' time, we have a really significant amount of the whole travel industry indexed and categorised in TravelBean. And we think that's going to add some serious value out in the marketplace.
Okay. And a very obvious question to ask you to end our interview here, Ed, is are you missing the sunny South Wales?
No, to be honest, not the rain. Not, you know, it's nice and beautiful. I have snow-capped mountains and sunny beaches, and it's a nice environment in New Zealand.
Okay, well, all the best for the future. It's been great catching up with you again, Ed, and we'll hope to speak to you soon.
Cool. Thanks, Kevin. Cheers.